ABC News.
The WHO says these latest figures paint, quote, an alarming picture. How concerned should we be at the continued spread of measles around the world?
Oh, we should be concerned but not alarmed. The great majority of Australians are immune, but those who aren't could do something about it. They can go and get vaccinated through their GP. People under 20 can get a free measles jab if they aren't up to date. And if you're born from 1966 onwards and you haven't had two doses, again, go to your GP, book in, and get boosted, especially if you're travelling. And travel could be to Europe, to Asia, especially the Philippines, to the US, to Africa. There's measles in a lot of different places. So making sure you've had two doses of flu vaccine if you were born since 1966 is a really good idea.
Yeah, I've heard that people aged, say, in their 20s to early 50s could be more at risk. Is this because of this potential that we might only have had, like, one dose?
No doses or only one dose, and they're at increased risk. And if you're a child, you can get measles relatively mildly. It can be severe, but if you're an adult, it's more severe and you're more likely to die of it. Of course, most people survive. I'm not trying to raise inappropriate concern, but it can be deadly in adults and very young children. People who are just a few months old can get it more severely, especially if they're malnourished. So in Africa, we have a much higher death rate. We think every year 100,000 children die of measles. This year, maybe twice that amount could die of measles.
How do you catch it?
You catch it quite simply because it transmits through the air. If someone coughs or sneezes, if someone touches you who's infectious, and from a surface, it can be contaminated for an hour or two. So if you're in a room with 10 people who are all susceptible, you can probably infect 9 out of 10. That's how contagious it is.
Australia, I think, was declared free of measles in 2014, yet through the summer we've seen multiple cases. I think it's up to 92 in most of our states. Why is that happening this time? Why this year and why so many?
Well, there's a small percentage of people who haven't been vaccinated, and then there's also people who go overseas and catch it there and bring it back. We really have had it eliminated in the last 5 years. You know, 100 cases sounds like a lot, but actually, when measles was a big problem, we would have hundreds of thousands of cases every 2 or 3 years. And so to be at 100 cases in less than a year is alarming, yes, maybe, but it's not anything like what it used to be.
US cases have surged nearly 20% so far in April. The CDC there saying it's the second worst outbreak in nearly 20 years. New York City, of course, declared that public health emergency due to the rapid spread of the virus last week. If it's reappearing in countries where it had previously been eliminated, what does that say about our protection or immunisation regimes?
We have to redouble our efforts. So if anyone has got measles, we isolate them. Don't go to the GP, ring in and say what's going on. We need to have people at home, not in contact with other people, rest, fluids. There's no specific treatment. If you're immunosuppressed, if your immune system's bad, you can be given antibodies that can stop you getting severe disease. But what this tells us is that it's a very, very contagious infection, but it usually doesn't transmit more than 2 or 3 times. So the chains of transmission last less than a month or two, and then it dies out. And that's what I expect will happen now, because our public health teams are so active and they're so good at contact tracing and warning people and also getting people to be immunised.
You don't think we're going to continue to see this growth in incidence?
That's a good question. I think it'll die out in the next couple of months.
All right. Now, the World Health Organization has listed vaccine hesitancy as a top 10 threat to global health this year. As we mentioned, Africa, the most dramatic rise, up 700%. Any idea why that might be? Is it just because of a reluctance to vaccinate, or what are the other factors there?
Reluctance to vaccinate is mostly a first world problem, Australia, US, Europe. In Africa, it's access. That's the problem. Getting enough children vaccinated, particularly in far-flung villages. So we don't get enough kids vaccinated, and therefore we get chains of transmission because they're just susceptible. They've never been protected by vaccine. The other thing is that you don't respond as well to vaccine if you're malnourished. And so you have more what we call vaccine failure, where instead of 95% of people responding well to the vaccine, it might be only 92% because their nutrition is poor and their immune system doesn't work as well.
ABC News.